Blog Talk Radio.
Conscious, to be informed, but to be proactive
and doing something. Cause change and truth to resonate throughout your community and throughout your life. As I mentioned, I am Vee the Preacher, and we designed this show some few years ago to give you unadulterated truth, to kind of shake you up and stir you up and get you to realize who we are as a people, how we're being ridiculed, made fun of, taken advantage of, basically because the whole world knows more of who we are than we seem to understand. My heart goes out for these inner cities where black-on-black crime is so prevalent. Chicago, over 500 murders. The Oakland area, if we see 100, we are just dumbfounded, but I can't even fathom 500 murders a year. That's two a day. At least two a day. We see cities going down, filing for bankruptcy and being turned over to criminals such as Detroit. And I read in the news the other day that China is buying up Detroit and houses are selling in Detroit for $100 a house, basically because the city is run down. It's a ghost town. And when they buy these houses, they're just going to wait for the martial law to come in and the government through its program of getting rid of those that they feel are a virus, a germ. They hope to revitalize the community once it's been purged and cleansed in the way that they want it done. So when will we wake up and realize that the regime and the system is designed to create chaos and confusion so that they can present a solution? But nonetheless, if you've never tuned in before, this is the kind of things that we talk about. And tonight is just some dialogue about certain things in the news. I may have some good information to give you, but more than anything, I want to just talk about some things in the news, because Straight No Chaser, like I said, is designed to give you truth that will slap you in the face and hopefully jolt you, shake you up out of your slumber and your sleep, because you are programmed by propaganda. We've done enough shows on that, how Zionist media and the things that are portrayed, being perpetrated in front of your face and constantly fed to you through news, TV, and music is altering your existence and giving you a false reality. Now it's become popular to talk Matrix and et cetera, et cetera. And everyone's talking Matrix, Illuminati, Baphomet, and who's throwing up what. But nobody's changing or coming into the knowledge of the truth or doing anything to cause, create, and promote change where they stand to prepare people for the transition that's coming towards the end of the Gentile rule. We live in an evil, wicked society. This is a wicked world. People are dying daily, and you pretty much don't care until it hits your doorstep. People are being murdered, mutilated, raped, sacrificed, tortured, beaten. And as long as you have your own little false reality, you can continue to live in denial and think that you have created a utopia for yourself, when in actuality you've created a prison for yourself, because your utopia does not exist. You live under the guise of mind control. Trust me. Trust me, you do. Because you're sedated, you're medicated, and you're entertained. And with all of the chemicals in the air and in the food and the subliminal messages coming through the entertainment and propaganda, the poisons that run amok in your system, you do not even possess the ability to think clear if you do not have a spiritual substratum in which you can stand on. So why not destroy the moral fiber of this planet so that we can corrupt all souls and get them to follow after the destruction path that we've presented and created and that we've put in their faces in the Georgia Guidestones? Now it's so bad they tell you everything they're going to do. You see it, you're desensitized, you don't believe it, you go into denial, and you're destroyed for lack of knowledge because you can't handle the truth. Yeah, I know that's become a popular slogan that everybody uses, but the fact of the matter is that there are probably only 3% of people that really hear truth and are able to bear the weight of it and transition their entire life, their scope of thinking. And the necessities that they thought they had to have immediately are not necessary. Most of you do not possess the wherewithal, the strength, the aptitude, the ability to deal with vicissitudes and transitions and alter your life, which is why you must have a spiritual authority. So for every fool that preaches against a moral law, statutes, and commandments to push people into doing whatsoever they feel or what they will, there's a judgment for you and for those people. We can no longer exist as sheeple. Let me go into some of the things in the news. I don't mean to just go on, but I want to talk about the fact that the morning after pill has hit the market. It's across the counter. It's available. You can go into the drugstore now after you've had unprotected sex with some stranger that you met in a nightclub and you think you're pregnant. You can now destroy and kill the baby. Yes, that's right. You can create homicide, genocide, sacrifice your child to Moloch, and destroy the conception of life because you decided to be a whore, a slut, man and woman, I'm talking about, sleep with someone you met the first night and lay down and fornicate without responsibility and desire to walk away from it the next day while murdering an innocent child. Yes, that pill is out now. Whole society's corrupt. A child can go in and buy it. It's sitting right next to the condom. And you don't think this whole world is corrupt and evil. What is this crap with Zimmerman supposedly riding around in Texas with a gun and being stopped for speeding and being let go and allowed to just carry on with his gun right off? First of all, Zimmerman is not just riding around in Texas in a truck with tinted windows just enjoying his life. Zimmerman is afraid because he's been used by this government to participate in an event that has stirred the world into questioning, distraction, a race riot, so that they can change the narrative. Zimmerman is being protected. Now, if you believe that was Zimmerman in that truck and that he was actually just riding around, you are duped. Get up off the weed. Furthermore, before I go to any of the next stories, let's talk about this weed, because I've been trying to tell all of you that love to smoke your little weed on the side and say there's nothing wrong with little herb the Most High created. You clowns are not smoking weed. GMOs and GEs exist in your cannabis, which is why you have 40 and 50 and 100 different flavors and types of weeds to choose from that give you a certain kind of feeling and have you stoned up out of your mind. Well, listen, two more zombie attacks occurred in Houston, Texas. Unfortunately, it happened to be a black guy again. So, yeah, we're starting to always be the zombies. We are going to talk about what that's about in another later hour, but, of course, it's to start to get getting people to believe that the minorities are the so-called minorities, who are really the majority, the 12 tribes of Israel, are black people, are terrorists, and that they must be destroyed because there is a race war that they keep trying to create in our midst. But that's okay. There's prophecy that talks about the fact that every nation, every race will turn back to their own nation, and there will be envious and jealousy when the truth comes out as to who are the Most High's true people. Two zombie attacks. I don't know if you're ready for this. There were two zombie attacks in Texas. Unheard of. And you didn't hear that this much about it in the news this time. It happened this year, 2013. And by the way, are you not amazed that the Most High is speeding up time? Because Scripture said, unless there be a shortness of time, no man will be saved. He meant that there's so much destruction that's going to be unleashed on the earth and the world that if I don't cause time to zip by fast and hurry up and return and restore creation and avenge the bloodshed, then nobody will survive. The arsenal that's being unleashed on this entire world. Back to the news article. On Saturday, June 22nd, 2013, a man whose friend said he was high on synthetic pot went wild and crazy. He stripped off his clothes and ran around the house on his all fours like an animal, growling and screaming. At one point, one of his friends locked the back glass screen door. When the man went outside and the man screamed and then leaped through the locked screen door, through the glass in the upper part of the door, he cut his chest and legs badly and was bleeding badly. He was scooping up his own blood with his hands and pushing it into his mouth and eating it. His friend's terrier dog came into the kitchen, and the screaming man beat the dog down with his fist and then tore it apart and ate it, hair and all. Before the police and paramedics arrived on the scene, the man had consumed most of the little terrier dog. The police had to use tasers on the man to finally bring him under control. They strapped him down to a stretcher and transported him to the mental ward of a local hospital in Houston, Texas. They said the man had lost a good deal of blood from his self-inflicted injuries, and a police spokesman said that no one should smoke synthetic pot because it appears the product is really driving some people over the edge. He identified the man as 33-year-old, I won't give his name, 33-year-old in Houston, Texas, smoking synthetic GMO, genetically engineered pot that opened up his soul, his mind, and spirit to witchcraft and demonic possession, caused him to think he was an animal and ate a terrier dog raw. So you want to just smoke your little weed and chill and think you're okay. It's opening you up to demonic possession. You can't even rationalize. Your disposition in life is off. Nothing is copacetic. You're off. Because you've been distorted spiritually. Because you're smoking genetically engineered weed that has opened you up to demonic possession that won't even allow you to function and understand the arsenal of events that are at you. We've got so much sickness and disease in our life. The RFID chip is being implemented in Wisconsin. All of you that are on food stamps and welfare and any other type of assistance are going to be forced to take the chip or else be left without. And there are mothers that are saying, "Hey, look, I don't know what else to do. I'll take the chip. I got to feed my kids." We don't have people that have faith that are willing to live off the wilderness, off the land, off the earth, take a stand and defy this government system or what they're trying to do to us. People, I suggest you really pay attention to these people that are trying to preach the truth to you and understand that you are asleep and being controlled in this matrix. We'll be back.
Destruction of your soul,
mind control,
total confusion to destroy their soul. For they practice what you preach, so they're always in your reach. I take slavery in these days, it's mind control. They make it attractive to get men distracted, corrupting you, polluting you, destroying your soul.
Mind control,
corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul.
Disassociate yourself from that people don't buy into the reality shows, the commercials, the haves, the have-nots, the gotta-have, the keeping up with the Joneses. Strip yourself of everything you think you need. Put yourself in a position where you can walk away from everything you have right now. Maintain, take care of your family, but know that our trust is in the Most High. And that's how we roll. That's how we roll. Listen, there's a few other things I want to go over. I like how it was said best in Time magazine so many years ago by the late Prince of Egypt, Gamal Abdel Nasser, stated that the Jews will never be able to live here in peace because they left here black but came back white. Revelations 2 and 9, Revelations 3 and 9 tells us that that is the synagogue of Satan over there, those Khazarian Jews that follow Kabbalah and the Talmud and created the Tetragrammaton in a false name. Distorted our scrolls, our texts, our history book to try and throw us off, to keep you from connecting with the Most High, the God, only one true God, the Higher, Bahashem Yeshaya. All praise is due. So nevertheless, let's make this clear. You don't have the time you think you have. Do not allow yourself to be lulled to sleep through mind control and think that everything is going to be fine, because it's not. MSNBC host says newborn infants don't count as alive unless parents decide they do. So infanticide is the new abortion, which is why they have the pills that they're selling over-the-counter now in drugstores. Get pregnant, go to the store the next day, kill the baby. In Utah, it's your marijuana prescription or your concealed gun. You decide. The true size of Africa, an erroneous map, misled U.S. for 500 years. So we're starting to find out that Africa is much larger than we anticipated, because in order to keep you believing that you are a minority, they have to make you think you come from a smaller region, when Africa is large enough to hold every continent there is in the entire world. People, you are not the minorities. No, that's... Legalization of weed advocates cover Germantown with cannabis plants. Feds tell web firms to turn over user account passwords. The feds are telling web firms turn over user account passwords. They've been hacking for years. They're taking hacking to the next level. Drones have been released. Snowden, the people that were reporting on Snowden and that were helping him out, drones were sent out to attack these people. The NDAA rule law has been passed, that executive order. You can be indefinitely detained and never heard from again. GPS navigation through your phone and satellites and everything allow these drones to work and to locate where you are. These new alarm systems that you think are for your safety and your protection are only for them to be able to spy on you more and see in your house. I don't think you even realize the time that we live in. Nevertheless, let me say this before we get out of here. I'm going to go a little bit into overtime, but before it shuts off, I got to let the people that are listening in now know that truth is a journey, not a destination. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you have it. So keep searching and looking for truth, and do not accept the status quo, and do not accept what you first hear in the a facade to keep you from coming into the knowledge of the truth. For those of you that are going to stick with us, I just want to tell you about a few more news stories. Talk about depression and the harmful medications that go with depression. Most people are fighting depression because they've started an endless trail of medicating themselves with prescription drugs, manufactured vitamins, and all these things control your emotions and affect your soul and keep you medicated and detached from the natural inspiration that comes from the things that have been placed around you, such as sunshine, water, vitamin D, plants, and the good things that nurture you and inspire you. FDA suggests an allowable limit of arsenic in apple juice. There's no such thing as an allowable limit of arsenic. Arsenic kills and destroys. People, please learn how to cleanse on a daily basis, not once a year. Do your research. Activated charcoal, bentonite clay, garlic and onions and apple cider vinegar and ginger. cleanse on a daily basis. Chemtrails are killing you. SWAT officers dragged 10-year-old from bathtub and made him stand naked next to his 4-year-old sister. Yogurt loaded with high fructose corn syrup. The courts quietly confirm MMR vaccine does cause autism. It's a fact. The scientists link Monsanto's glyphosate to birth defects. And the second largest Dutch city bans Monsanto's Roundup herbicide. Police kill a 95-year-old man with beanbag rounds. And society's insanity plea. The real cause behind global mass poisoning and the downfall of modern civilization. People, there are so many things that are happening in our world and in the news that you have to do your research and have a spiritual presence to be able to decipher what's real and what's not real. There's disinformation specialists out there. Their job is to keep you from knowing and understanding the truth. Don't look for confirmation from masses or large groups of people. And don't tell yourself you need social media to say that you exist and you have a life. There's so much more to this short span of vain life that you have that you can take advantage of. But know that your soul and spirit can live forever if you seek the Most High and live a moral life. Catch us on the Shabbat when we do talk about that. I'm not going to keep you any longer. I am the preacher. This is Straight No Chaser. And so glad we could be with you this evening. It's my prayer that you keep your head up, that you don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't go with the masses. Don't be swayed. Go ahead and be different. Be peculiar. Because there is change coming. Shalom, fam. I love for you.
Call me sweet where I have all.